Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer. Glad to have you back with me on another Thursday. You know, I want us to keep something in mind. We're still in recovery mode in many parts of the country, many parts of the world. And certainly we have situations wherein we have just ongoing financial distress, et cetera. And I definitely want us to keep that in mind. That's part of the reason that we address topics like that throughout the year. But I also want you to think about some of the natural disasters, the tornadoes, et cetera, that have been devastating people and communities across the country. And as I mentioned that, I do want you to think about this, because I'm going to be asking you to do some praying, sincere praying. I know that very often when we see the news accounts of the people devastated by these disasters, the vast majority of the time, we see white people, because that's primarily who the TV cameras focus on, for whatever the reason. But ladies and gentlemen, you can best believe peoples of color are also hit by and devastated by these disasters. Now, I'm saying that because I'm getting ready to make this part of my request. As you pray for the various communities who have been hit by these disasters, tornadoes, floodings, etc., that when images come up in your mind, that you not just see images of white people, see images of white people, but also see images of Hispanic people, see images of black people, see images of Native Americans. Because although we rarely see many peoples of color, when we hear about hurricanes, tornadoes, other disasters striking Americans, you can best believe we are all being struck. And so as you spend some time asking God to help us cope with all of the trauma that comes with having been hit by these disasters, don't just see God helping white people. See God helping white people and all the peoples of color as well. We love America, which means for those of us who are sincere when we say that, we love America. We love Americans of all ethnicities. And for those of us who genuinely love Americans of all ethnicities, we want Americans of all ethnicities to get appropriate help, support, assistance when we've been devastated by disasters. Mental health support, financial support, you name it. Yeah, let's make it a habit, a practice, a lifestyle of caring about all Americans. And to those of you who are already there, believe me when I say I really appreciate you. And I mean that. I appreciate you for caring for all Americans. I thank you for having made the decision that skin color doesn't matter to you. You see beauty in all the skin colors. You see value in all the nationalities, and you want everyone to get the appropriate help. And I mention appropriate help because very often those who have the power to decide where the financial assistance goes are very, very selective about who they help. They're very, very selective about who they give a lot of support to and who they give only a little bit of support to. And very often, those decisions are made based on skin color. Sometimes also based on social class. So while you're praying, that's one of the reasons I said I want you to be praying that everyone gets appropriate care. And see peoples of color as well as white people getting appropriate assistance, appropriate support. Truly adequate support. All right. Now, that said, we're going to talk about something that goes along with this whole issue of disasters striking, and that is stress. Disasters can definitely and do cause stress. But that's not the only reason that people can find themselves stressed. There are many reasons that we find ourselves stressed. And so we're going to be taking a look at how everyday health is, number one, helping us realize some of these sources of stress, helping us become more clear on who is being most stressed, who all is being stressed, but also who is most stressed, which groups, which subpopulations. And we're also going to be taking a look at some ways to cope with stress. Every here and there, you know, I'm going to talk about stress, and every now and then I'm going to interject into the discussion a way of coping with stress. All right, so here we go. They had a panel of experts who took a look at stress. And the focus here is chronic stress. And their research showed that chronic stress is a national epidemic for all genders and all ages, particularly those who are 25 to 35 years old. And so as they break that down, they focus on, you know, partly on mental health and partly on physical health. And here's the hard truth. The causes and solutions to chronic stress, get this, are a complex mixture of socioeconomic, environmental, genetic, physical, and spiritual factors. So it sounds like they really covered the bases with this research. The causes and solutions to chronic stress, socioeconomic, environmental, genetic, physical, and spiritual. Although there are different types of stress, some of which are even actually positive, the type that we need to pay attention to, according to experts, is chronic stress. This is the stress that makes it hard to sleep well, makes it nearly impossible to lose weight, and finds us fighting one cold after another. This is the stress that can cause both medical conditions and can trigger and exacerbate flare-ups from existing conditions. This kind of stress depresses the immune system. It changes our moods. It damages our professional relationships. It damages our personal relationships. Chronic stress. And then on the other side of that, some of the forms of exercise that tend to relax us have been shown to actually lengthen the protective caps at the ends of our DNA strands, called telomeres, and keep us more youthful. And when you flip that, ongoing stress can actually change our DNA for the worse. Ladies and gentlemen, does that sound concerning to you? Yes. Stress actually having the power to change our DNA. As a country, we're struggling to address many mental health issues that it turns out are closely tied to chronic stress. How many of you have been in discussion with someone, whether a physician, a personal trainer, an exercise physiologist, a psychologist, a therapist, have been in touch, been in conversation with someone who has said to you, whether it was 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 3 years ago, I see a lot of people. And what I've noticed is most of what they're going through is stress related. How many of you have heard people say that? We've been hearing people say that for decades, huh? Most of the things that people go through, most of their illnesses are stress related. Even people who sometimes need to pay a visit to a chiropractor can have something out of line because of stress put on the body, because of the stress of the soul. Remember, they told us the causes as well as the solutions to chronic stress are a complex mixture of socioeconomic, environmental, genetic, physical, and spiritual factors. So, we're taking a look at this stress. And people in the mental health field to help us. One of the things they say, there are not enough specialists or practicing healthcare professionals to address these stressors. Is it any wonder that people turn to social media to feel less isolated? Only to find that social media itself can turn into a source of amped up toxic stress. Everyday Health's United States of Stress special report reveals that most of us care for others before we take care of ourselves. And we internalize stress rather than find healthy ways to relieve it. Now, notice how I emphasized the word healthy. That was deliberate. Because we know some of the unhealthy ways that people try to relieve stress. Let's talk about that for a minute. We'll probably get back to it again, but let's go ahead and look at that right now. Some of the unhealthy ways that people try to relieve stress, and just kind of brainstorm for a few seconds. Some of the unhealthy ways that people try to relieve stress. Okay. All right, I tell you what. While we are brainstorming, I tell you, brainstorm, see if you can come up with, say, maybe five different unhealthy ways that we try to relieve stress. And when we get back together in just a few minutes, let's compare notes.